In a small town called Newware, a red-haired innkeeper named Coat serves drinks with quiet efficiency. Few would guess this unassuming man was once Gvotha arcanist, musician, and notorious figure whose exploits have become tavern tales across the four corners of civilization. When a traveling scribe named Chronicler recognizes him despite his careful disguise, Koth agrees to share his true story over 3 days. As he begins to narrate, something remarkable happens. The weary innkeeper's demeanor falls away, revealing glimpses of the legendary figure beneath. What could have reduced such a powerful man to hiding as a simple innkeeper? The answer lies in his tale, which begins not with grand adventures, but with music, family, and the simple joys of a traveling performer's life. This frame story creates a fascinating tension between past and present. Every triumph we witness in young Gvotha's life is shadowed by the knowledge of his eventual fall, making even the most joyful moments bittersweet. Born to the Edamaru traveling performers who entertain from town to town, young Gvotha's childhood unfolds like a pastoral dream of music, stories, and freedom. His father, a talented bard, and his mother, a noblewoman who chose love over privilege, nurture his quick mind and perfect recall. Everything changes when an arcanist named Abinthi joins their troupe and introduces Gvotha to sympathy, a form of magic based on creating connections between objects. After Ben demonstrates his power by calling the wind, Gvotha becomes obsessed with learning this magic. The troupe's happy wandering darkens when Quotha's father begins researching ancient folk songs about the Chandrian, mysterious figures from legend said to bring misfortune. Despite warnings, his father composes a song about them. One evening, Gvotha returns from gathering firewood to find his entire troop murdered by 7 strangers, the Chandrian themselves, led by a figure called Haliax. Their casual manner among the bodies reveals their evil not through bombastic villainy, but through cold indifference to human suffering. After witnessing his family's martyr, Koth wanders the forest for months before reaching Tarbin, where he becomes just another street urchin. For 3 years, he endures beatings, starvation, and cold, his brilliant mind and musical talent buried beneath survival necessities. These chapters reveal how quickly civilization's veneer cracks when one falls through its cracks. Koth learns about human cruelty, but also encounters unexpected kindness from figures like Trappus, who cares for sick children in a basement sanctuary. His reawakening begins when he hears a storyteller named Scarpy tell the true history of Lanray, a hero who became Haliax, leader of the Chandrian. This story reconnects Koth with his past and rekindles his desire for knowledge and vengeance. He resolves to travel to the university to learn the magic necessary to confront his family's killers. On this journey, he meets Denna, a mysterious young woman who will become the great love and heartbreak of his life. Their first conversation beneath the stars establishes their complex dynamic, two wanderers drawn to each other yet constantly missing connections. Despite arriving penniless and without formal education, Kotha's brilliance during his admission interview not only gains him entry but earns him payment to attend, an unprecedented achievement showcasing both his knowledge and his reckless pride. At the university, Kotha forms loyal friendships with Simon and Willem while making an enemy of the aristocratic Ambrose, all while studying under masters with distinct teaching styles. The novel's approach to magic is systematic rather than mysterious. Sympathy operates through establishing links between objects and transferring energy, essentially a magical physics. Sigildry creates permanent sympathetic bindings through inscribed runes. Naming, the most powerful magic, involves understanding something's true nature so completely that one can command it. This systematic approach reflects Koth's analytical mind, while contrasting with the intuitive naming magic he struggles to master. Under eccentric master Eladin, Kotha learns that naming requires accessing one's sleeping mind, the unconscious part that understands the world more deeply than rational thought allows. Music forms the emotional core of Koth's character. His father's lute, salvaged from the massacre, becomes his most treasured possession. When it's destroyed in Tarbin, the loss devastates him more than any physical injury. Years later, purchasing a new lute with borrowed money isn't extravagance, but essential to his identity. His performance at the Aeolian represents a pivotal moment in his journey. Playing the Lay of Sir Savian, he continues even when a string breaks, earning his silver talent pipes and recognition as a master musician. Weaving through Koth's academic pursuits is his complex relationship with Denna. Beautiful and talented, she appears and disappears throughout his life like a wandering star. Like Koth, she's a survivor who relies on her wits, moving from patron to patron among nobility. Their relationship remains tantalizingly undefined, more than friendship, but never quite romance, marked by missed connections and unspoken feelings. Their duet at the Aeolian stands as one of the book's most powerful scenes, showcasing both their musical chemistry and deep understanding despite their secrets. As Kvothe's first term progresses, his legend begins taking shape. After being whipped for using sympathy against Ambrose, he earns the nickname Kvothe the Bloodless when he doesn't bleed during punishment. Rescuing a student from a laboratory fire and calling the name of the wind during a moment of extreme emotion cause others to view him with fear and awe. These incidents reveal how legends grow, often from kernels of truth that become exaggerated or misunderstood. The novel's climax occurs when Kvothe investigates rumors of a wedding party massacred by the Chandrian. After reuniting with Denna, he encounters a dragon-like Drakus threatening a town. Kvothe uses sympathy to kill it, saving the townspeople but nearly dying himself. While his reputation grows, the sequence exposes his limitations. His plan nearly fails, and luck plays as much a role as skill in his success. This balance between achievement and fortune suggests heroes are made as much by circumstance and perception as by their actual deeds. Names form the philosophical heart of the novel. The title itself refers to the most elusive magic. Knowing the wind's true name grants command over it. This distinction between ordinary words and true names becomes a central theme, highlighting the difference between superficial knowledge and deep understanding. Kvothe accumulates various names, Ilir, Coat, Kingkiller, each representing different facets of his identity. The novel explores how stories shape our understanding of the world and ourselves. Kvothe is both the subject of stories and a master storyteller, crafting his narrative for Chronicler. This creates a meta-textual layer that questions his reliability as narrator. The novel suggests that stories exist in complex relationship with reality. We are, in many ways, the stories we tell about ourselves. Kvothe's transformation from legendary hero to humble innkeeper represents a fundamental change in self-narrative. Through its intricate plot and philosophical depth, this novel elevates fantasy beyond escapism to an exploration of identity, knowledge, and storytelling. It illuminates the human condition through imagination, transforming readers through their journey in Kvothe's world.